Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day you had to stab it away. This year, to save us from angst, I'll hang out with your dad, Dave.
Dave.
Once made out and twice died. I kept my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, I'm gonna shit at you, so it don't surprise me. Oh, last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day you had to stab it away. This year, to save us from angst, I'll hang out with your dad, Dave. Dave. There you go.
Yes.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
God bless us, everyone.
Yes. Oh my God. Oh, that film.
Welcome to episode 24 of Once Upon a Captain Swan. And happy holidays, everyone!
Woo! Yay!
Those of you that celebrate Christmas, we're about a week out, so.
Also, Hanukkah on the 24th, the first night's on the 24th. Woo! Yeah.
Yay!
Happy Hanukkah!
Yay!
So today, we are going to wrap up 2016 with our favorite topic, I think.
Yes.
Captain Swan kisses.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
And not just the best ones. All of them.
All of them.
Even though they're all the best.
Yes.
I mean, because we would think about doing a list, but then you're like, no, this one is so much better lighting wise. This one has so much more tongue. I'm like,
it's like choosing a favorite Captain Swan kiss is like choosing a favorite child. Like, it can't be done.
Mm-mm.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Lindsay's like, I have a favorite one. I don't know what you guys are on about.
Yeah. What is wrong with you people?
Alright, so let's do a little roll call here. Who we got with us today? We got Kim.
Hi.
J-Mo.
Hi.
Lindsay.
Yo ho ho, want a bottle of rum.
Gabby.
Buenas.
Jenna.
Hey.
And we have Justine for a little bit.
Hi.
So let's jump right in to season 3, because that's when we got our first Captain Swan kiss.
Ooh,
and what a kiss
what?
It was.
Yes.
The hottest one.
I'm tanning myself.
Even if you don't ship it, you can't deny that was smoking hot.
Ooh.
Yes.
Especially the leather squeaking and the one without the music.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All of the noises, it was just like, oh yes, I can hear everything going on right now.
Everything!
No imagination required.
I don't think Killian's the only one that couldn't handle it. I don't think we could
handle it.
Yeah.
No one no could handle it. She couldn't handle it. He couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle it. Like, no one could handle it.
Mm-mm. I want to get a handle on it. What?
Well, let's face it, the world imploded. Like,
yes,
the whole world went insane.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we knew it was not going to be a one-time thing.
No,
yeah, definitely.
No. That much chemistry. That chemistry was it's been there well before that, but that just confirmed everything. It's like, okay, this is endgame.
Yep.
And I just realized. That was the first time we got a CS forehead touch as well.
Oh my God.
So it was the birth of their porn.
Yes. And it's just like, I love the context of it. Cause like Killian is usually just like so careful with his words and uses like so many like SAT words just casually. But when Emma's like, maybe you couldn't handle it, he's like, well, maybe you can't handle it. Oh, because, like, that's such a good comeback. And then after she, like, just attacks him with her mouth, he just, like, stands there for, like, probably, like, 20 minutes, just, like, staring into space, like, oh, I am the most fucked right now. I am the most fucked. This did not go as expected.
He wished he could get fucked right there.
Yes! It's gonna be one of those days. Yes.
All of us are in the gutter. This is like not a good way for me to go to work.
Sorry, Justine.
Go ahead, just roll the fill out.
And lest we forget the tongue, the popped tea.
Oh, yes.
Very end there. Handle it.
Perhaps you couldn't handle it.
And then Emma's brilliant accent of Killian was amazing. What do you call it?
Amazingly bad.
Mites.
Mites.
It's like, ooh, says that. No one says that. But I love her anyway. It's fine.
That they're just like, sexy.
They're just both like such dorks trying so hard to be cool.
Kind of the story of my life, though, really. If we're...
I think that's why I connect them so much.
Right? That's why I love them.
Yes.
They're so real.
They're great. Definitely. I love them so much.
All right, moving on to true love kiss failed attempt number one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
New York.
It's like so painful.
Oh yeah, that was really painful.
I bet it was painful for Colin too, especially if he wasn't wearing a cup.
Yeah.
Do you think he like had to wear a cup for that scene?
Possibly.
I think it was choreographed where she didn't actually get close to him to do that.
Probably.
It's so sad, the look on his face when he did
work. I know.
Like, he just looked like a kicked puppy.
He is.
I love the angst, but not that much. Okay.
No. Can't do that.
And it was just like, I don't blame Emma at all. Like, if some like random guy was like, here, let me kiss you to like make you remember things, like, no.
If he looked like that, maybe. I don't know how hard I would
feel. No, but when he said like, oh, you know, make you remember, I was like, whoa, Killian, I know you're desperate, but
like that came off like a little creepy. Like,
yeah,
especially
yeah.
considering Emma didn't know who he was.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Justine. Even though he is bloody gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm with Sarah. I mean, he's really cute. I don't know if I'd need him in the...
No.
I'd push him, maybe, but not...
I have pepper spray, so I would have just right in the eyes, but that's about it. I
would have let him do it. Sorry.
Exactly, Sarah.
I wouldn't have need him in the boys. That's just me.
I mean, especially in the pirate costume. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought I was dreaming and just let him go at it.
Well, there is like a moment. The thing with Emma's face, though, is like she has this look on her face where she's like, I feel like I know you from somewhere, but I can't put my finger on it.
I noticed that too.
She should have shooed Henry to school and like, come on in.
Nah, but we're alone.
Henry, go play with your friend.
Go play your
Henry, you're like 20 now. You can walk yourself to middle school.
Exactly.
All right, next kiss is the CPR scene.
Quote,
where
unquote.
She's, yeah, quote unquote CPR scene.
Oh my god.
That left
I know. She's so sinister.
I know.
He gives me so many feels.
It's like just like an episode or so before, like they're like enchant the lips of someone that I'm actually going to kiss.
And... No, she said that like 2 minutes before it happened.
Okay. Okay. It's been a while, god damn it.
It wasn't in the video, we forgot. So.
I think the best thing about that scene is just what it meant in that she's choosing to give up her magic to save him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like, Emma tries so hard to make it seem like she doesn't care. Like, she's just like, I don't care. Like, I'm gonna go back to New York. I'm taking Henry. This place is dangerous. Like, Henry and my safety comes first, like, blah, blah, blah. Why don't you try enchanting someone's lips who I'll actually kiss? And then, like, no, she cares so much.
Mm-hmm.
She cares the most.
Aww.
phenomenal.
That hit me right in the feels.
And, like, she just, like, when she, like, she's, like, caressing his hair, and I'm like, yeah. Oh my god, Emma, you care so much.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone can see it but you.
No, I think she can see it, but that freaks her out so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Exactly.
She's like, shit, I'm, like, feeling feelings. Oh, no.
Hold the phone.
She's like, oh, this is bad. I feel things.
All right, next kiss is Emma and Past Hook.
Woo!
In the CSO. Oh, yeah.
Like, yes.
Again, the collar grab. Gotta go.
Collar grabs.
That was just, it was just so, like, so hot. I just don't even, I can't even form words. It's hard to describe. How would you describe it? I can't, because it's just so hot.
It was just so hot and so sloppy. But it's just like, ugh. It just makes it even hotter.
And I just love the fact that, you know, present Killian was watching it and all of his jealousness.
I know.
Right after.
Killian was watching from the bushes like Kim watches.
It's kind of sad to see him, like, watch and, like, be jealous of his own self. Should be happy for yourself.
I'm kind of jealous, though.
I found it hilarious.
Just, I tried so hard to get you to kiss me again, and you just do it again anyway.
What were you saying, Jenna?
I just said it was hilarious. I wasn't saying anything particularly riveting.
Okay.
It was, because, like, at the end where he, like, looks at himself and it's just like, damn it, you beat me to it again.
His face is like, he's like, why is she kissing that asshole? Yeah, kiss me.
Me, I'm the nice one.
Yeah, he, like, doesn't see that as himself, which is sad.
Yeah,
so sad.
But it shows progression, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have to say,
yeah.
Character progression.
Yeah.
And then
moving
the
on.
Big one.
Yes.
The big one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
J-Mo's favorite.
Yes. My personal favorite.
I cried, like, when I first watched it. I cried so much.
I still cry, because it's just so perfect.
That was such a whole beautiful ending to an episode. Like,
it really was.
Oh, my God.
Before, you know, Marianne and Elsa and all that, but... I mean, wow.
Yeah.
Like, for two seconds, every couple in Storybrooke was happy.
Yes. Yes.
And and the music, like,
yes.
That, like, slow, sweeping cello music, I died.
It's such a beautiful montage. Like, it's my favorite montage. It's still my favorite montage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Has it been the only montage? I don't even know.
Oh, no, there's been multiple.
There's been a few, haven't there?
Yeah.
Because there's the snowing, kissing montage.
Yeah, yeah. It's still my favorite montage. It's great.
I know. It's so beautiful.
It's so beautiful because not only is he putting himself out there, he gave up his home for her. And that's just, I will never be able to get over that. And just the look on her face when she realizes that, and she's like, well, it turns out this guy really does care about me. Sweet. Oh god,
yeah.
I'm starting to cry again, guys.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. And for someone to do something that big for her, like, she hasn't really had anyone around who's really cared enough to do something like that for her before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh my god, it's just so perfect.
It's one of those scenes that you can just watch over and over and just never get tired of it and always feel the same feelings that you felt the first time.
I know.
That is good TV, guys. That is good TV.
Yeah, I think I did that the whole hiatus.
Just watch it on a loop.
Yeah.
That's basically what I did that entire hiatus. I was like, I just need to watch it again.
Yes.
And it's something we all go back to no matter what when we need something to pick us up.
Yep.
We always watch not only that scene, but just that entire episode.
Yep.
That's just so good, guys. It's good.
All right, season 4... we get the super, super adorable Be Patient kiss.
Yes, I love it.
Aww. It's so cute.
And I remember with that one, like, they had done a screening for it beforehand.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people had already seen it, And so it was just this big anticipation of, oh no, what's their first kiss going to be like now that they're actually a couple? Didn't disappoint. It was cute.
Yeah. It was so cute.
So I think Jen, like, someone asked her on a tweet because she was doing live tweeting or something. They said, what's your favorite part? And she said, be patient. And I was like, yes!
Yes, I remember that.
Yes.
She looked beautiful in that scene, too.
Yeah, the lighting was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
He looks beautiful, too.
He just looks, like, so excited to see her. Like, if he had a tail, it would be wagging.
And it's so true, though. It's so true.
Cutest pirate ever.
Cutest pirate puppy.
I want to go home and see what's on Netflix? I don't know what that is, but sure.
He's just so excited that she, like, wants to spend time with him.
Aww.
He's like,
ah.
It's like an impression of a dog just saying.
He's just like, oh my god, yes!
That doesn't sound like a dog.
That sounds like a good Killian. That's a good Killian.
Like, that's a good
imagine
blow.
Him with that puppy filter and like a hyper wag, wagging tail. Like, that would be Killian.
Hyper wag. He takes like, off flying because he's wagging like... too fast.
You're not coming. You're not wrong.
He would have to go to the vet from like spraining his tail from wagging it too hard.
Well, that's why, you know, Gold calls him a puppy, because, you know, he does, at first, he's a bit like that, but it is so cute.
But guess what? Puppies still bite.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, he's, you know, Gold is just jealous, because, you know.
You know.
Gold's jealous of, like, everything that Killian is. Yeah. I feel like Killian is everything that Gold wants to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's courageous, yeah.
It's a mess, is Gold, and...
We're getting off topic!
Let's not talk about Gold.
I don't want to think about Gold and kissing, like, gross.
My lady boner is going down, come on.
That's good for well, it.
Was their next kiss, like, the date kiss?
No, the next kiss is my favorite kiss.
Mine too, right? Yeah.
Yes!
The I don't want to lose you too kiss.
Oh, yes. That one.
Best.
That one
so
you could tell there had been some kind. I mean, it looked like it was some tongue in there. I mean, like it was that intense.
It's such an intense kiss. They had to like pull back to like a wide shot because it was like just too intense.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I remember like it took a few takes as well because I remember seeing filming photos and stuff and videos.
Yeah.
It took a lot of takes. So
yeah.
That was a fun night.
I mean,
that was like a really great night on Tumblr.
During the actual kiss, all I can stare at is his jawline.
Yes.
It is.
Oh, God.
It is a work of fucking art.
There's a lot of movement there as well.
Yeah. And,
like he's really going for it.
He really is. It's so intense.
Well, it's just like the first time he initiates the kiss, isn't it? You know, normally he's waiting for Emma. Whereas now he's like, look, Emma. You know, you say you trust me. Here you go.
Boom.
Trust this.
Okay, I'm game.
Okay.
And I love that leather jacket on Emma because it's beautiful and I want it.
Mm-hmm.
I also love that this was the first time that Emma was really starting to start breaking down her walls in front of him by revealing that she starts caring so much about him that she doesn't want him to end up like Neil or Walsh or Graham, that she wants him to be safe even though he says he's a survivor but
and then proceeds to die like four times.
Yeah. He always comes back though.
Always.
He's more like a cat with nine lives.
So he's a puppy and a cat at the same time.
He's everything you want him to be.
So he's a hooker.
Hey, we're all lookers here. Come on.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, next kiss is the date kiss.
Oh my god, it's one of my favorites.
Also, just smoking hot.
So hot.
I just love that entire episode. brilliant. And that kiss was just brilliant. Just a good way to end it, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm. I love that there's that one gift set floating around, and it has, like, all these comments under where it's like, I don't even watch the show, but, like, holy shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another jaw appreciation scene.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, yes.
The hand in the yes! back of the head, caressing
yes!
the hair.
J-Mo.
And then grabbing the back with both hands, digging into the leather. You knew he had a leather fetish right there when he was grabbing out that jacket from, I know it's his, but still, he's still grabbing onto it.
I'm yes. Like,
and the lighting in that scene is perfect. Just,
yes.
Just
beautiful.
Like,
I love
it. It just looks stunning. It just looks stunning. Everything just perfect. I just, oh.
I really wish she had her own place right there.
Yes!
I love how she was pushing for her own place, too. She's like, oh, fuck. Like, why do I look like my parents?
We get to see him without the jacket on.
Yes!
I love him without the jacket on. It's so good.
Yes, he's very good.
And Emma's just so beautiful. Like, she's, like, done up lovely. And she looks so happy and, like, her walls are down at this point. She's forgotten about the Snow Queen. She's just having she had a lovely evening, and she's just so happy and carefree. And we don't see much of that in Emma at this stage. So it was so beautiful, and I do love it.
And we still don't see much of that about Emma.
Yeah.
It gives me such, like, Grease vibes. Like, her in the pink dress and her in all his leather. It just makes me really happy, because I love Grease the musical.
Yeah.
So
That was the birth of coffee as well.
Yes. Yes, coffee grinding.
Justine, you gotta go.
I do. I'm so sorry, you guys.
Speaking of coffee grinding.
I know. I gotta go grind some coffee, but like for my job. But like like actual coffee. I'm not like
dirty kind.
Yeah, no.
Hey!
Like hey, Val!
Oh my god!
Rachel!
Ray! Oh my god! Ray, I gotta like go, but hi, and happy birthday!
Hey, bitch!
Hi!
Hi! Ray, you caught me like right as I needed to leave, but happy birthday, and I love you!
Thank you!
Alright.
And Justine, happy birthday to you tomorrow!
Yes!
Yes! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Justine!
Bye, guys. Love you.
Bye. Love you.
Bye. Hi,
Ray.
How are you feeling, Ray?
Well.
Where do we start? Are you sure you want to be here right now?
I just came in to say hi.
Yes, I want to see your beautiful face.
Since we're not going to be on for a while, and I missed the last, like,
six. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
I don't know. Let's see. My favorite CS kiss is.
Let's try to save it now.
We're not even doing favorites. We're just talking about all of them, man.
We're going through the seasons. Oh.
Okay.
We're on season four.
We're on the first date kiss.
First date kiss. That was a good one.
Great commentary.
Insightful Ray today.
Insightful Ray.
We hadn't thought of that, so.
We yeah. Anyway, guys, that was a good one.
Five right there.
Good times. No, but it was a good one because he had two hands.
Yes. Yeah.
He had them hands. He knew what he was
see,
doing.
See like, me with them hands.
Unlike some people. My mom called. But I do have to call her back, and I'll let you guys get back to the podcast. But I just wanted to stop in and say hello.
All right, we missed you.
Love you. Love you guys. Miss
Happy
you.
Birthday again.
Thanks.
Yay, best birthday ever.
Oh my god.
Okay, so next one is a super cute cheek kiss. Paperwork ahoy.
Oh my gosh, I love that line. That's one of my favorite lines. Like,
it's so cute. It's
amazing.
It's so cute and domestic.
Yeah. And then we find out that like he's taking Henry sailing, and I'm like, oh, it's so cute. I can't handle it.
And I love the saltiness of Will Scarlet. So good. That was a little, I miss Will Scarlet so much. He's best.
But it was just so soft because she was wearing that white sweater, and he was just coming in, being all like, you know, make sure he wears his life vest, okay? And they're just being all cuddly and cute with their foreheads, and I'm like, stop it! You're killing me with the feels.
I wish she would have turned her head a little bit more and got it on the lips, but it was still cute.
She's at work. Come on, Gabby.
And Elsa also shifts them.
Yeah. Elsa's always just stood awkwardly around while they're having their moments.
Well, speaking of, that's the next one.
Yes!
The Easy Tiger, we've got company.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, yes. I love this one, but I also feel pretty, like, upset because it's when his heart taken.
Yeah.
It's like he's so desperate to cling onto it.
He's trying so hard to keep maintain that feeling.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like watching it and like want to cry.
Yeah, I know. It's like
I feel like you can feel the desperation in that kiss, like more than any other kiss. It's like he's desperate to feel as close, even though his heart's been taken.
I took it like as he felt relieved that she was okay.
Yeah,
that too. Yeah.
And then...
But I feel like that one and then the one we've already talked about where they're outside, the I don't want to lose you too kiss,
mm-hmm.
they're like quite forceful on his part. It's like,
yeah,
I think
definitely.
It's another one where he's kind of taking the lead and...
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. And then we move on to the super heartbreaking one where he thinks he's saying goodbye to her forever.
Ugh.
No.
And she touches her lips and realizes that there's something off with him.
I'm not a cheerful goodbye kiss person.
But maybe just this once. And she's just like crying her eyes out, and then Killian's like trying to keep it together, but really he can't keep it together because he's like, oh my god, this is the last time I might ever look at her and touch her, and oh my god.
Just the way she runs to him and clutches his back of his head.
Oh. His earring falls out and all that.
Oh, it did? I didn't notice. I was just looking at their
continuity errors. Love him.
Alright, next is Rumple having control over his heart kiss.
Oh, I hate it. Oh, awful.
It was kiss, but you can tell there wasn't much behind it because he was being controlled and he was trying so hard not to let it take over and even Emma knew right off the bat that something was wrong.
I think
his eyes were open.
Purpose, like I think he was like purposefully not putting much into it to try and kind of get the message across to Emma. Like he was trying to get through to her.
Well, if Rumpel was
something was wrong.
If Rumple was telling him to kiss, you know, controlling him, making him kiss her, he doesn't know how they kiss, so maybe.
Yeah.
That's a good point. But yeah, whichever one you said, it's true. His eyes are open during the kiss.
Yeah.
And just the way he, like, holds himself, like, you can tell it's not him. That just shows what a great act Colin is, because you can, just by looking at him, you just know Killian is not himself right now.
Yeah, and then Killian would not pour the rum into a teacup, okay? He would just get her the flask, okay?
Right.
Teacup, though, that's even...
Oh!
Yeah. Oh! Sarah, yes!
Damn.
Yes, lass.
Hot damn.
Alright, next is... the Against the Wall kiss. After his heart is returned.
Mm-hmm. Not nearly long enough.
Nope.
No.
Will that forehead touch end? Yeah.
Ooh!
Sign me up.
When I first saw that, I was like, they're definitely going to the room.
Shit. Except it didn't happen.
No. Except she goes talk to Regina.
In our dreams.
I just love how as soon as she pushes the heart in, she's like, I'm sorry, that'll be easy, like, pull over. And he just attacks her.
Jeez.
Like that.
Not Tucker this time.
Sorry, hold on.
Really?
I liked it when he did his little head tilt when looked at her and just pounced on her.
Like a puppy.
So sexy.
Sexy puppy.
Now he can feel, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's all like come back to him at once and he's like, I need to tap that right away.
Yeah. I want that.
That is what I want. And I'm going to take it right now.
All right. So the next one is the 4B premiere where he brings her coffee.
Yay!
At the bug.
Aww.
That is cute.
That is cute.
So cute.
Everyone's so happy in that like opening scene and stuff. And it's just... when Rumpel comes back and ruins it all.
It's like they had 6 weeks of uninterrupted happiness.
And we got to saw like a few minutes of it.
Not even
seconds,
that.
Yeah.
You're being gracious with that time there, weren't you, Jenna?
Okay.
Seconds. And he also gave her a forehead kiss when he and Belle stopped at the library, which was adorable.
And then he watched her go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that. Hate to see you go, but love to watch you leave.
Yeah. We just keep recycling all of our old taglines on this episode.
I know, we can't help it.
It's great.
It's like an end of the year review kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah. So true.
All right, then we get, which is on a lot of people's top lists.
Ooh.
The Don't You Know, Emma.
Oh! Lindsay.
I know, but this is not what I meant.
Just blow my ears out.
Oh, single so tears.
No, just
single
kidding.
Tear.
I'm just kidding.
that single tear is a killer, isn't it?
Yeah.
No,
it's just,
yeah.
And then his voice is just so, is so like
the
distraught.
And the way he says it, he's like, he's genuinely surprised that she does not know that it's her. Like,
and then she's surprised, but it is her.
Yeah.
She's never had someone care enough about her like that. So she was.
Sorry.
She was genuinely surprised.
Are you that emotional, Jenna? Are you okay?
I just was thinking it was ironic because Gabrielle doesn't live in Barcelona anymore and Colin's going to a convention in Barcelona.
Oh! I know, I was so mad. And Lana, I was like, fuck you guys. Like, you couldn't do that last year.
Anyway, sorry, carry on.
And then just his face in that scene as well, it's just like, he just looks so like upset because it's like he's got this happy ending, but then is he gonna get to keep it? And it's like that fear of the unknown, which Emma also struggles with, and it's just they're so alike, we really are.
Yeah,
bless him.
Then we move on to when Emma is about to take off on the road trip to go find Lily.
Boo. Sorry, that's boo for Lily.
Giant fart noise.
There you go. Yes.
I love. I'm so glad we're doing this episode because there's so many of the small kisses that I completely forgot.
Yeah,
about.
I liked this right? one because
I wouldn't
like
even have remembered this.
She's going through like all this crap, but there's still this little like light moment.
Yeah.
Which was so sweet. So.
I just love the dialogue. You know, when he was talking about how he had nothing to live for when he was trying to get rid of the darkness, and then he says, "You've got your parents, Henry," and then she's like, "You," and it's like, "Yeah, you do."
Exactly, love it. He's always uplifting her. I love it.
He is.
Yeah.
He's never tearing her down like someone else. Sorry,
who could that be again?
Well,
I'm not She grew up like that weird as well, didn't she? Like, people didn't believe when she was growing up, which, no idea why, because I thought, you know, she's bloody amazing, you know. I don't know. But it's made her who she is now, and I love her so much. So.
Damn right.
Yeah.
It just makes me sad, that's all.
Well, that was it for season 4. We didn't get another one until season 5. Yeah, so we have True Love's Kiss failed attempt number 2.
And number 3.
Oh, that is, yeah.
It didn't bloody work. What didn't work?
Oh, his eyes, and when he does that, it goes mental. It's like Colin, you're like, you're a machine. I love it.
Well, it didn't work, buddy, because you were...
all I'm thinking about is Colin being a machine in a totally different way. Thank you.
I know. Oh, wow. I'm real happy I said it.
Thank you.
Wow.
One can last all night.
That would be a really good smut AU.
With 7 what? Different functionalities.
Oh my god! A sex robot?
The future is here.
The future is now.
Speaking of sex, Jenna, did you ever make your, what's it, that book?
What was positions? Yeah, the sex positions.
I didn't, I'm afraid.
No!
It's in my head, but I need to get it down on paper.
Yeah, we need to get it on paper soon.
Yeah.
No pressure, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'll add your entry in, Kimberly. Kim.
Yes! The salty wench!
The salty wench.
Yeah.
Out now at all adult bookstores.
Comes with free robot Killian.
That's a steal!
Oh, my God. Only the way around.
Brilliant.
Yes.
All robots come with a price, dearie.
Yes! Yes! Call back first episode!
Oh my gosh.
Oh, okay. Which made my Siri activate. That was not awkward at all. Because then she's like, how can I help you?
So she is thirsty too.
I don't think Siri can help in that way.
Siri, keep it in your memory.
So what kiss are we on again?
So then we go on to True Love's Kiss failed attempt number 3.
Yep, in Camelot.
The Camelot.
But this one was her attempting it. Yeah. That was the first time she attempted it. Which goes to show, he felt it earlier than she did, but at least she's gotten there to where she thinks that maybe this guy might be my true love.
Yeah.
It was so and desperate. They just, it was painful.
And yeah.
So painful.
But they both look so pretty, and I in this scene, yes, not only do I look at the jaw, I looked at that little dangly black earring that he has from the Camelot.
Yes.
It's so pretty.
Next is one of my favorites.
Yay!
Little Miss Meadow.
This
is such a fairy tale one.
The most aesthetically pleasing out of all of them, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It is just shot so wonderfully. And those flowers are so pretty. Gorgeous, and they're gorgeous. The lighting's gorgeous.
Just Emma's got everything she wants right there. You know, her happy ending's right there.
Like... And now that they're alone.
Wink, wink.
The way that she said it was so sexy. Like, it was like...
No. His and little eyebrow.
Like, his face, and he was like, oh, really? This is happening?
Yeah.
Yep.
And that is definitely more jaw appreciation, because as they pan to it, you just saw it working with the stubble, and just, oh my god. Jaw porn.
It's like, if you ever have a montage of, like, all the best moments on this show, I just feel like that would be at the end, because it's just the perfect, like, quintessential, like, fairy tale moment.
It is, yeah.
It really is.
It's beautiful. I missed when the show was good like that.
Yes.
I keep saying all the time, I miss Camelot. I mean,
yeah. I miss season five.
Yes, yeah, that was best season.
Seriously, last night, like, I'm downloading clips for the our little Secret Santa thing, and I was downloading all the season five clips last night, and so I pretty much just ended up watching all of them. Yes. And I was like, I miss season five so much. It was so good.
It was.
I wish we had the podcast during season five, because it was
like, oh my god, yeah.
It would have been like, so
we'll just
good.
Rewatch all of the episodes.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
All right, so the next one is another beautiful Camelot one, where he gives her Liam's ring.
Yes, the one from
the
Looking
my way back to you, babe. The burning love inside.
I know when you're quoting things.
I love that you never know what it is.
I love that you know what it is, babe. When she called him babe, I was like, Jesus. Take the wheel. And then it's okay, Swan, I'm not proposing. Her
Aww.
Face looks so disappointed.
And she's the way that he, when he says I love you, and she's like smiling this huge smile. Oh, so sweet.
I love you too. That was the first exchange.
Yes.
And I was a mess, because they said it to each other for the first time, like, together. Yeah.
And did any of you guys like think how creepy it was, like Merlin watching them? It's time.
Honestly, I think Merlin was having a vision of the future in that moment.
Yeah.
Like a not very good vision of the future.
But the thing is, I would be Merlin too. I'd watch him make out.
Exactly.
I'd be that creeper.
Yes.
I know I would.
Oh, we do it all the time, we're doing it right now.
Yeah.
Don't mind Merlin. Me. Keep going. Don't mind me.
We are all Merlin.
It's okay if you lose your clothes. Just keep going. I got my popcorn. I got my drink. I'm good.
Let me just get the camera out. You know.
Need to savor this moment. You know.
Imagine how much money you'd make selling it to desperate Captain Swan fans.
Oh, get me fix.
Yeah. All right, next we have another dark one.
Yes.
Kiss, where she has tricked him into coming back to the house so that she can lock him up in the basement.
You know what, Sarah? This tricking word, I don't really appreciate.
Look, we all know what her motives were. It doesn't excuse the fact that she was actually playing games.
Was. Yes. It was such a hot kiss, though.
I'm not denying it. But she, you know, she had a reason for it.
There was an ulterior motive in there.
This is again like what did she curse his lips or something? Or she got, I don't even know.
Yeah, like
Poison
Ivy kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Ivy vibes right there.
Yeah. Very true.
That was sad.
To be fair, I'd want to lock him up in the basement.
Exactly.
In the bedroom, you mean? Come on.
Well, you can do stuff in the basement too. I mean.
Yeah. Dungeon.
There you go.
Dungeon.
Yes.
Well, that kind of dungeon, is it?
Yep.
All right, then we move on to the Prometheus flame.
Oh, I love that so much.
That is such an epic.
Oh, this is so cute.
I love that because before that, like leading up to it, when she's talking about how she's scared that she actually wants a future with him, and he's like, "You do." His hair was perfect, just falling over his face. And we also learned that the house that Emma says is hers was actually found by Henry and Killian, and I am so glad that they included that, because it was like, it was a fan fiction writer's dream for that time.
Yeah.
I also I just love like Killian's complete belief in them and their relationship. Like, you know, they've got all these like trials and challenges in front of them, and she's just like, I'm not, but I trust and believe in you.
you know, very, very much like Charming, you know. I know with, you know, him and Charlie are meant to be quite different, but in this sense, their belief in their loved ones, oh, it's beautiful.
Oh yeah, I mean, Killian has 100% faith in Emma. Like, he never wavers from that.
No.
All right, next is that really, like, came out of the blue when they were both dark ones in the forest.
Oh, yes. So they run to each other. Oh, yes.
Where, like, no one was expecting it. They came back from commercial and just cut right to it.
Yeah. And then, like, the grunt or whatever he was
doing. Oh! Ooh,
the moan.
I know!
Oh, oh, my God. Oh, we were like, same, Killian, same.
Keep that going.
That was hot.
Take off the dark one clothes.
I half expected her to be like Easy Tiger.
And she's like, I'm just gonna go for a walk.
Yeah, they're bullshit excuses. Like, I'm gonna go scout our path.
Yes,
go find us some water.
With it's what? You don't have any containers for water.
It was like, now, come on, guys.
Yeah, that's true. She could just like, bloop, there you go. Yep.
Also, you don't need a scout a path. You can just poof yourselves wherever you
want. Yeah, exactly. I know your trick.
Dare it.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, so then we move on to another Dark One's kiss in the forest. And you kind of get the sense that he's realizing, you know, that he's trying to put off the darkness and that they're going to try to fight this together, and he kind of pulls her towards him, and that was hot as well.
Yes.
Darkon kisses are the hottest, let's be honest. Like,
yes. There wasn't enough
they
of them.
They were.
They really were.
I know.
That's what one of my favorite kisses.
Oh, Gabby, why would you like this one? It's heartbreaking.
What do you expect?
Thank you, Kim. Thank you.
It's angst. It's the angst.
This is like when they argue, is when you get the emotion and you get like the truth coming out. Like, it's beautiful.
So then we move on to after Merlin's dead and Emma's cursing everyone back to Storybrooke, and you get that great parallel scene of the curse coming through and she kisses Killian.
When you wake up, you'll be the man I love.
Oh, it was beautiful, but sad. Oh my god.
It was so sad.
That whole episode, though, was still so good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was a good episode, yeah. It was good for, like, the angst train people. Oh, yeah. I did enjoy it, but obviously. It's like, why is this happening?
Why are you doing this?
I didn't enjoy watching Merlin die, but. Because I love Merlin, well, but...
Yeah. Elliot Knight is a babe.
He is.
Hell
yeah.
And
Gabby's
going to be here.
Yes,
yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
I can't wait to wear my Merlin hat. I'm going to buy one.
Yes!
All right, then we move on to the one that I was bawling over last night at like 3 in the morning.
No, not again.
Oh, no.
Swan Jesus song.
It's so beautiful, though.
Can we just pretend this didn't happen?
But it did, damn it!
No. It's so good, though. Like,
yeah, it is exactly. Amazing.
It hurts so good. it hurt Killian, too. Sorry, I had to go there.
Honestly, like, I am so desperate for anything Captain Swan. I don't even care how angsty it is, as long as, like, the attention is focused on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know the end game, don't we? So
yeah. I mean,
I need Ray with me.
A bit of angst is good for the soul, I suppose.
And that was amazing, amazing acting on both their parts.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, poor Jen had to be so emotional that whole shoot. Like,
shit. And the forehead touch again.
Yes. And he got, at least got to see her go back to normal, which is great.
Yeah, he got to see it. Like, that was the last thing that he saw before he died. Yeah. Like, he knew all was supposedly well. It was well at the time.
Stop! My heart!
And but he was just like, oh, I love you too. And just like, oh my god, why? And then, let me die a hero! And it's like,
I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss a wave of pain.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, this is too emotional, man.
Okay, then we move on to happier things, kind of. They're in the underworld, but it was still a happy moment. Where they're in the sorcerer's house in the Brothers Jones. And Killian decides that he wants to continue living and have his life with her. That was
perfect.
She runs to him. She's so excited and happy to see him. It's like...
This was, like, for me, one of the most frustrating kisses, because I was watching it on a live feed and it froze just as they're about to kiss. So it's like, I saw Killian move towards Emma and then it just stopped. I was like, no! So funny.
It's just like Killian finally, like, realizing, you know, okay, I think at this point he still didn't quite believe in himself, but it's like he's going to try for not only like himself or Emma, but also for Liam, who, you know, who spent his entire life, like, okay, Liam was a dickhead, but he always wanted the best for Killian. He, like, Liam pretty much gave up his life for Killian.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he did. Yeah, he's a dick, but, you know, his love for Killian, I think that's what
he's a dick with good intentions.
That's what I wanted to say. Yeah.
And he made the right choice in the end.
He did.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Guys, I can't talk about Firebird.
Oh no.
Yeah. Everyone knows what happens with that. You know.
We cannot skip Firebird, people.
Everyone's seen it.
I know. We can just say that it's one that we love. We love, but we just get so emotional over it. So it's hard to talk about it because we all start crying.
You guys start crying. I don't cry.
You guys are
You have no soul, Gabby.
I have got tears for breakfast.
Fuck my pain, Gabby.
I'm sorry.
Like, honestly, that kiss is probably tied for my number one just because it is just... There's nothing wrong with it. Like, it is the perfect goodbye. Like, yeah, it's, like, honestly the most depressing thing in the entire world, but it's also so, like, heartbreakingly beautiful. And it's just that perfect, you couldn't have asked for a better goodbye.
Yeah, exactly. It's beautiful to watch.
Not only was, like, the just exchange between them right before and the desperation and the kiss, what gets me is the hand kiss and then the desperately trying to clutch the hand. Yeah. I lose my shit every single time, and I'm already starting to tear up thinking about it.
I mean, if I was...
Well,
sorry.
Go ahead, Gabs.
If I was Emma, I'd be like sitting down on the elevator trying to keep my hand holding him. Oh. Like, I would stand there and watch it, and I'd bend down, keep up.
Well, it's like, I've got all I want to say now.
Sorry.
No. It'll come back to me. Just, I don't know, like, what gets me every time is when they both start crying.
Ooh.
And then it's like,
oh, the tears.
But you expect me not to cry watching this whilst they're looking so distraught. I get so exhausted afterwards, and it's, you can tell, like, they're exhausted because, it's just Tears everywhere. I don't know. I'm crying now. Fuck sake.
I think you can just see it's like they're giving each other all this emotion to let each other know, like, how much they care about each other. But then afterwards, it's like everything's gone. It's like they're just so unemotional because it's like they kind of died. Like, their emotions just died, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's like the one moment of this show where you forget you're watching a TV show because it's so real.
Yeah.
And that, like, their performances are so top notch that you totally just forget that this is not real.
They're perfect.
You felt every emotion that they were giving off.
I'm exhausted now. Just
it just shows how much they love each other, and I love it.
I'm just remembering watching it. Like, I remember I was like in bed at like 2 o'clock in the morning, just like sobbing my eyes out. Like, not quietly, just like proper full on, like that kind of crying.
Did Abby wake up going like, what the hell's going on here?
Well, this was before Abby moved in with me, so.
So that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, moving on to a happier moment.
Yay!
Graveyard reunion.
Oh, love it.
Happy, but still.
Well.
I think it's happy.
I love
it. Yeah, Emma was happy in that moment.
Yeah, Emma was.
I love the peppering of the face with all of the kisses and just the giddiness of Emma seeing him again, just running to him. She was just like, "You're really here? Oh my god!"
Like the utter shock from her.
Yes, exactly. So beautiful.
I just love Killian being all cute and flustered, like, "Yeah, Zeus, you know him, you know, yeah,
you know the rule of Olympus and all that kind of stuff." So cute.
I think I watched that kiss like on repeat for like I don't know, weeks on end.
it was a good one.
Their kisses are so epic.
Yeah.
You know, most people you just go and kiss your significant other like it's no big deal, but like theirs are always either like life or death situations, like they're always just so grand and epic and like over the top and just so
this
many feels.
This is why I don't get why people don't ship it, because like obviously like, everyone were different opinions, but they're like proper like fairy tale true love, and it's not even just fairy tale, it's actually like real as well, like you get caught up in it, and I just don't understand, because
I don't understand how there's not like rainbow like true love curse breaking flying out of them every single time they kiss, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A parade in background and stuff and flaps. No,
they're waiting for the rainbow whoosh to come when they finally have sex.
I don't understand people say they have no chemistry. Like,
that's
are you kidding me?
Shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, are you kidding me? Maybe not seeing their last kiss. Like,
then we move on to
the lift kiss.
Is it bad that I know exactly the order of every kiss without having to look at a damn video? Is this what my life has become, people?
It's all of our lives.
Yeah,
it is. We've sold our soul to Captain Swan.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. But lift kiss was so pretty.
Oh my gosh, and when you watch that back-to-back with the season 6 premiere kiss, they like flow right into each other.
Really? I didn't even try that. Yes. I didn't even watch the video.
Oh my gosh, do it.
Do it.
Oh my god.
This is great.
No,
I'm like watching this again.
They should have done that.
I love that she was finally able to say it without like there's no death looming over their heads kind of thing, and just relaxed and I love you. And then when he lifted her up and I was like, oh my god.
I like the fact that they went from a lift kiss straight to like wanting to do it, and I'm like, yes, you know.
Yes, they did.
That is how we start the season. Come on.
And then they didn't, though, did they?
No.
No, I know, but that's what it was.
Yeah, that couch kiss was got everything.
That couch kiss was the shit.
Was. I was freaking out when I saw that sneak peek. I was like, what?
We all were. Let's be honest. Like, I've never seen Twitter so busy.
Yeah. Oh, no, we were trending on Tumblr for like 2 days after that shit.
Yeah.
It was great.
But even when I saw behind the scenes for the lift kiss, I was like, oh my god!
I was so excited for that lift kiss.
And then we get full on, like, making out on the couch with Kelly on top, saying, where's my parents? Like, when are my parents coming in? And they're like, your parents are going to come here. And Henry's with Regina. Calm down. Let me take off his clothes.
Exactly.
But then he's like, he's like, my red leather jacket is, you know, he's like, leave it on. I like the red leather jacket. I was like, you kinky bastard.
He's like, I just want to do this right now. Please stop talking. This is a quiet moment. Let's make the most of this. I'm horny.
Well, she still has to get her shirt off, though. I mean, well, I guess she can just do it without.
No, Quickie. She just removes her pants and everything's fine.
Yeah. All she needs off is her pants.
Just move them down to the knees. Just to give her a little, you know, that's all you just need, just a little bit of room. I haven't thought about this at all. At all.
I mean, to be fair, she doesn't even need to have her pants off. Just undone is fine.
Yeah.
Basically. In desperate times. Desperate times.
Desperate measures.
Hey, in Storybrooke, you got to move fast in Storybrooke, okay?
Yeah. they know this. That's why they're not messing about. But, of course, there's always some drama.
Storybrooke lives off of quickies.
Yeah.
That's how Neil was conceived, right? That's how Neil was conceived! Oh my god! Yeah.
Dying.
So then we get another cheek kiss, and actually, this actually reminded me that we missed a cheek kiss. During the Queens of Darkness.
Story, yes!
Where she's in the gray jacket, and they're outside Granny's.
Yes. Yes! Okay.
Oh. How could I forget that one?
Because it's not in the video.
And then Josh Dallas kisses Colin as well.
Yes.
Captain Charming kiss as well. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's what I love about Charming's involvement. That he can never watch them kissing. He's like, nope, not my daughter.
Kim is just like, yes, good.
That's what I signed up for.
Abso-friggin-lutely.
Yes.
That's the quality content we've been waiting for.
Yeah. The Holy Trinity at its finest.
So this particular cheek kiss is when they're both in Granny's drinking, doing shots, or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Shot.
Everybody!
Thank you. Thank you for the assist.
We follow on them. So, yeah, there was that.
Yep.
What can we say about that? I mean...
I mean, she's lying. It's cute, but we know she's lying, so it's a little tainted.
It's conflicting.
Yeah.
But she's a bitter taste in the mouth, just like the alcohol.
Bitter? What are you talking about? Rum's great. Do not insult rum in such a way.
Then we move on. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say. But now, because Karim.
Okay. Then we move on to the beautiful other shoe kiss.
Oh,
oh my god.
Move in with me.
Oh, and that scene was so reminiscent of the season 3 finale. Mm-hmm. It was so perfect. It's so beautiful.
And her playing with his hair.
Ah, I would have done the same thing.
That's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
He's just so dumbfounded because he was talking about earlier in the episode, you know, how they were moving very slow and how he was just waiting for something to happen, and then she finally was like, move in with me, and he was just like, what? It's like, I got a closet full of red leather jackets. I think I could make some space for some black leather. Like, yes, please.
Can we please get a shot of the closet?
Yes.
Yes.
I need to know how many leather jackets he has, okay?
And her.
They both have, to be fair.
She has a lot. I mean, we've seen a lot. We haven't really seen proof that he has more than just that one.
Well, he doesn't have a lot because he's only got that chest, doesn't he?
I just don't know if, like, the pirate coat is just hanging up in the closet.
Yes.
And Emma tries it on sometimes. Well,
it didn't fit in that little trunk that he had.
Oh, stop it.
No.
Oh my god.
Chest, trunk.
Whatever, same thing.
Yeah, I call it a chest. Do you guys call it a trunk? Okay.
We call it a chest.
It's interchangeable.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so then we move on to the dock kiss.
Okay. Which was cute.
It was shot beautifully.
It was very beautifully.
I loved that jacket.
Yes, she looked really gorgeous in that episode.
Her face, when, you know, he says... You know, your heart's desire, that's all I want. Like, her face was just... It's like, she still can't believe how much he loves her.
I know! So precious. They're so precious.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but it's just like... But then... Killian has his guilt, and it's like... Cause he's high. Well, yeah. I don't know why he's high, because, like, at the end of the day... Most, like,
saying people would have kept it, to be fair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they should have known Emma wouldn't be mad, but...
I mean, she did the same thing, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is TV, innit, so we've got to make it into a drama. But really, we know them now, by now.
But they... At least we know them enough.
Right.
Ooh, shit.
Shots fired.
But I loved seeing Killian row a boat. That was exciting.
row.
Gently down the stream. If I see but stream, we'll do.
Yeah.
Life is but a dream.
There it is.
There we go.
So we wrap things up with just a tiny kiss cheek for their breakfast in the house.
Oh,
yay!
Domestic CS.
I know. We finally got it.
Did they ever kiss in the hospital, like on like cheek in the hospital, or no?
No, I don't think so.
That's how bad I have not watched season 6.
Again. Right? I know. I was like, wait, was this the last one?
Literally the only episode I have rewatched is The Other Shoe.
Yeah. I rewatched Dark Waters.
I haven't watched Dark Waters yet, but I will eventually.
Is it bad that I still haven't watched the winter finale once?
No, it's not.
No,
it's
do not. Not miss it anything at all.
Don't even waste your time.
Do not.
I really hope that the next half of the season, like after the AU thing gets sorted out, that there's... Please give us some proper domestic scenes. Please.
Please. All I want for Christmas is these scenes.
All I want for Christmas is coffee.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
All I want for Christmas is them to just talk. Yes. Interact. Something.
Yes. Yeah,
have scenes together.
I want all of those things.
Oh, God,
don't you want more Captain Charming too?
Wait, what?
Don't you want more Captain Charming too?
I do. I want Captain Charming to kiss.
Yeah. I said last week, didn't I? When I watched it, I did actually think they were gonna kiss, and I was like, yeah. What? Am I still drunk? God. Am I like still asleep? Is this real?
You. With Captain Charming kissing, I would just lose my shit. I would be like, yes! Because like,
I mean, it was an AU, like it was.
Yeah, exactly. Like you get this momentary ship thing, but then you could go back to Captain Swan without it meaning anything. So it would be just like, yes,
Christmas is here.
So we had a couple of listener comments on Twitter about favorite kisses. And OnceGirl87 says that her favorite is the Middle Mist one in 5-4 because it was so beautiful and perfect. And then Giselle said, oh God, if anyone knows kisses, it's those two. Okay, all of them.
Cheater.
Gabby?
We have one from Facebook from Claire Moore. She says, my favorite will always be the You Traded Your Ship for Me. That kiss is what made me obsessed with the show, obsessed with this couple, and that obsession hasn't let up now for the 2 years since. I've ended up thinking about them every day and shipping them harder than I've ever shipped anyone. That kiss is one of the hottest kisses I've seen on screen. I want them together from the beginning, but this was the most perfect culmination of their story up to this point.
Aww.
Yeah. Correct.
Jayma?
I've got some from Tumblr. Hooked on Killian for Life 28 says, my favorite Captain Swan kiss is the one in the middle miss field. It is just so beautiful and perfect and everything I would want a fairy tale kiss to be. Pirate Hero Killian says, the kiss in 4-3 will always be one of my utmost favorites. That was the moment I knew without a doubt that I was a goner for Captain Swan and any fandom I was in prior to CS didn't have a chance. Basically, that was the kiss that changed it all for me, and I'll always love it because of that. Of Ships and Swans says, I have two, the Neverland one and the one in the season 3 finale. I don't know, but I really like CS in its early days, and those two smooches were a world apart, but for me anyway, were a milestone for the relationship. But I'm all for the ones after two. And then Jolly Roger of the Seven Seas says, it's so hard to pick from all the Captain Swan kisses, but I will give two of my absolute favorites. One is the kiss in the middle, Miss Field. The setting is gorgeous. They are gorgeous. It was just a lovely moment between them. It just blew me away. The other is the kiss at the end of the CS movie. It still gets my heart racing when I rewatch those episodes. I also wanted to say that I love the podcast and look forward to each episode.
And then
one more from Gentle Sleaze, who is amazing. I saw a post about your last episode of the year in ranking CS kisses, so I thought I'd just state which ones are my personal favorites. Their first kiss in 3-5, obviously. Their makeout in front of Granny's in 3-22, and their reunion kiss in 5-21.
Awesome.
Yes.
I appreciate that people actually tried to pick a favorite, because we all know that that's, like, impossible.
Yeah. That is
good effort, guys.
Good job, good effort.
All right, let's move on to Rex for the week.
Whee!
Lindsay, do you got one?
I do. So I have a cute little one shot. It's Christmassy, it's fluffy, and it's Daddy Killian. Some of my favorite things. It's Every Day is Christmas, as long as every day you're mine, by I Know How You Kiss. It's so cute. Just, you know, you feel like, imagine you're drinking Irish hot chocolate on a cold day. It warms you right up, and like it makes you so happy. Yeah, exactly. So it just does that to you. It's brilliant.
All right, so I've got a YouTube video. Captain Swan _ Mercy. And it's by Captain Swan Check on YouTube.
Cool.
And I'm being lazy and not going to describe it, so just go watch it. See what it's about. I'm being mysterious this week.
Mysterious girl, I want to get close to you.
You're going to have to wait. See, you're going to have to wait.
Only a few weeks.
Gabby?
I have a 9-minute-and-25-second fan video.
Fuck!
Ooh.
It's Killian and Emma, their story according to Jen and Colin. So basically from the beginning until November. She posted on November 6th, so whatever episode was then, up until then. And it's great, because all you hear is Jen and Colin and their interviews about Captain Swan and stuff. So it's really great.
It's so that's good. Great. It's like their audio clips put over clips from the show, and it's set to one of my favorite songs by M83, and it gives me all feels.
What M83 song?
Star Waves.
Oh,
and it's by Indigo Ibex, and she's awesome. So, check it out, people. It's worth it.
So good.
It's so good at heart.
Kim.
So I have a couple of gift sets this week. Since we were talking about kisses, which is why I went that direction. The first one is Akio. Hyphen JMO, where it's talking about the different kinds of kisses, and it was fantastic. And then the next one is the dot kiss from Killian J. Jones, Your Heart's Desire Swan. That's all I promise, that's all I want you to have. So just super beautiful, and since we were talking about kisses, I thought what better than to watch them on a repeated loop. So
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Mine's just a cute little fan video. Since we were talking about kisses and progression of the relationship, I thought it was appropriate that I picked a video showcasing from season 2 up until the end of 4A, and it's set. It's by Kelly Rice, and it's set to one of my favorite Disney songs, "I Won't Say I'm in Love."
Aww. Yes.
Aww.
Song.
And it's just so totally appropriate looking at Emma and watching the progression and like her stare, giving those yearning looks and doughy eyes, and she is Meg in this situation, and it's perfect.
So So I thought it might be fun, because this is our last episode of the year, to, and I'm kind of springing this on you guys, but go back through 2016, and we all know 2016 has kind of been a shit year for the world, but
yeah.
Let's talk about some of your favorite highlights of Captain Swan for 2016.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Jeez, Sarah.
just some like, reuniting in the underworld, you know, just you know, we've had a bit of a bleak year, but then them two finding each other, it's that like little ray of hope.
Yes.
In dark times.
Yeah, the second half of five was, you know, pretty decent.
Yeah.
Aside from like the finale, but I mean, we did have some great CS moments.
Yeah, I mean, compared to season six so far, it's definitely up there.
We can't forget Comic-Con and all the amazing things that came out of that.
No.
And, like, those beautiful photos. And
oh, and when Yvette was like, oh, you know, you two do a thing every year. And then not only did they do the hook, Jen then kissed him, like, on the head and stuff and did all that.
Yes.
Because we were all talking then, and we were all, like, freaking out, and it was so lovely.
Even the video of them, like, somewhat dancing when they're taking pictures.
Yes!
We've not seen that photo shoot yet, either, have we?
No, never will, probably.
And also, for me, on a personal level, I absolutely loved meeting Colin this year, so.
Yes.
Yeah, that was definitely, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Colifer was my highlight of the year, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a highlight.
You do?
Starting a podcast was.
Oh.
It was. It was. I'll go super sweet and sappy and emotional on you guys. There you go.
Yeah. How about you know, the announcement of the Colifer tour? That was huge.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, like, not only is Colifer big in 2016, it's going to be even bigger in 2017.
Biggest year yet, and it's just getting bigger every year.
I didn't think I could top this year as far as, like, things that I've gotten to do. And then they announced that, and I just thought, wow, well, there we go.
Might as well sell a kidney to get more money.
You know, there goes all my money. Take it.
Yeah, shit.
Just take it.
Bitch, take my money.
I mean,
take my credit card.
You know, this time next year when we decide to do this again, you know, we're all going to have photos with...
Yes, we're all going to have fun. That's crazy.
With, you know, Colin and Jen.
Yes.
I was looking at my wall today, and I was like, I'm going to arrange it so I can include more pictures, because it's going to be crazy.
Yeah. And so, like, well, this time next year, we'll be considerably poorer than we were this year.
Yes.
Much poorer.
But I will be sappy with Kim. Like, the podcast, you know, you guys feel like you guys are my best friends. So, like, I talk to you guys every day and feel more comfortable with you guys now than I do with people that I talk to every day. You know, I talk to in person every day, so.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I mean, this is such a positive, one of the most positive things that have come out this year. I have made some friends for life through this podcast.
Yeah.
That made me cry.
And I love that I got to meet Gabby, and I got to meet Jenna, and I've known Rachel, but I've got to hang out with Rachel, and... Yeah, like, I can't wait to meet the rest of you guys next year. Like,
yeah. I can't wait till Van to see you again, Sarah, and to meet Jenna in person and Kim in person.
Yeah.
Ray in person. Kim, I'm going to touch all your butt. Just kidding.
Only with consent.
Gabby, you have pre-approved consent to touch
the butt.
Yes.
So I think that about wraps it up for 2016. Yes. Before we go, I do want to wish a very happiest of birthdays to Rachel.
Yes! Happy birthday, Ray! Yes.
And also Justine.
Yes!
Happy birthday, Justine!
And we cannot forget Josh Dallas.
Yes! Josh
Dallas! Happy birthday, Josh!
We love you, Josh. Please come on Twitter. I love you. I miss you.
As always, you can find us on all of our social media. We are OUACS Podcast on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, WordPress, Gmail, Instagram, YouTube, everywhere. And you can listen, like, and subscribe to us on iTunes, YouTube, Audioboom, and Pocket Casts. Thanks for sticking with us all year. We really love and appreciate all of you guys. Thank you so much for making this year awesome by listening to us and sending us your comments. We really, really appreciate it. We got a lot of big, awesome stuff planned for 2017 for Caulifer World Tour.
Yes! See you in 2017, people. Yeah.
Have a wonderful holiday season and Happy New Year, and we will see you guys next year. Bye!
Bye!
Bye! Bye.